May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I was fascinated by something just in my time with the Lord this morning from 2 Corinthians 3. I mean, 2 Corinthians 4, I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians 4 and 5. And this is where Paul says this. He says in verse 15 of 2 Corinthians 4, he says, therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. One of the things I'm so grateful for the scripture is that, particularly in our day, scripture is so much more honest than most charismatic preachers are prepared to be. It's not that they mean to be dishonest, but there's a narrative that we're trying to communicate, and we're afraid to say certain things that the Bible says because we're afraid if we do, then we undo the message that we're trying to say. So it's very difficult for charismatic ministers to ever admit that there's any kind of decaying in our outer man, as if we really don't get older and have to get reading glasses. And even in the people who have the most powerful healing ministries, they're going to die. At some point, they're not going to move as fast as they used to move, can't see quite as good as they could, and they're going to die. And so Paul says that his outer man's decaying, yet his inner man's being renewed day by day. He goes, for these momentary light afflictions is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen, but the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. So in this passage, Paul talks about his outer man decaying. He talks about momentary light afflictions. And then when you get into chapter 5, he just continues talking about the earthly tent, this human body. Just at some point, we're going to have to give it up, whether by being martyred or just getting older and coming to the place where your heart stops beating. And he says, and verse 6, therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we were at home in the body, we were absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith and not by sight. For we are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be home with the Lord. And therefore, also, it's our ambition, whether we're in the body or left this body, just to be pleasing to God. And I think, if you know much about Paul, Paul's natural personality wasn't just like bubbly, happy-go-lucky kind of guy. That wasn't his temperament. When Paul talked about joy unspeakable, full of glory, rejoice in the Lord always, again I say rejoice, it wasn't because he just was born sanguine. And somehow God just stamped him saved, but he was still that funny, happy life of the party guy. Paul was a serious person who was often, particularly as he was growing in the Lord, difficult to work with. And yet he did say those things. He did talk about joy unspeakable, full of glory. He did talk about rejoicing in the Lord always. There was something in him that was inexplicable other than a work of the Lord Jesus Christ in him. That transformation had taken place. And here's this guy, this serious man, who, if you know much about his history, went through all kinds of hard things. There were things God spared him from, and some things God let him walk through. He said he was 5 different times he received 39 lashes. He was in shipwrecks, and he was robbed. He had sleepless nights, and he talks about all those kind of things that he went through that God didn't spare him from. And we know in the end he died under house arrest in Rome. He was killed by them, executed. But he says words like, therefore we do not lose heart. In verse 6, therefore being always of good courage. And then again, for we are of good courage. It's true that when God does a sign and wonder externally and somebody's healed, what a testimony that is of the reality of the risen Christ. And people's lives are impacted. I've seen that happen so many times. But we act like sometimes that's the only testimony that God ever really has as a positive one, is when people are delivered from affliction. But there are times when you're delivered in the midst of affliction, and in the midst of affliction, you express good courage. You're able to say, I don't lose heart, always being of good courage. And it's the testimony of that person who didn't get delivered from, but was obviously being transformed in, that becomes a transformational testimony to the people around them. That's true too. And it's not just faith when somebody gets healed. In the midst of this place is saying, therefore, being always of good courage, in verse 6 and verse 8, we are of good courage. In the middle, he says, for we walk by faith and not by sight. It takes just as, it's the same kind of faith, maybe expressed different, but it takes faith to believe that God can heal somebody and they get healed, but also it's faith that walks through stuff when it doesn't change around you, and yet you're always of good courage, and you don't lose heart. That impacts lives also. Because here's the deal that Paul said, and we don't really have time to go into all that, but Paul said, we don't lose heart. He said, even though my outer man is decaying, he said, our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. Because let me just say this to you. You may get healed of something terminal 100 times, but in the end, you're still going to give up this body. But the inner man is cultivating an eternal weight of glory that you'll carry with you forever and ever. See, we get a new body that'll never be impacted by sickness and disease again one day. That'll be like at the final resurrection, we get that. But as if Paul says, maybe this we'll look at again tomorrow. We'll do one of those, Romans 6 or this again tomorrow. But Paul is like, it's as if Paul is saying, if you go and read the verse, first part of chapter 5, if I keep my eyes on what's eternal, and not on the momentary light affliction or the decaying of my outer man. He said, if I'll just walk by faith, keeping my eyes on those things that are eternal. I don't mean just those things I'm going to experience in heaven one day, but those things have eternal value. He says, "What I'm decorating my eternal home. I'm going to carry an eternal weight of glory that's being cultivated now. I get to experience it now, but it has an eternal consequences. All this other stuff is going to end, but that's going to go on forever and ever and ever. And he says it's because two simple things. He says, one, I walk by faith and not by sight, and faith can't be looking at the things that are going on around me that are transient. And he said, and two, I want to do the one thing I want more than anything in this life. It's not feeling good. It's not about having more money. It's not about everything in my circumstances being better. The one thing that motivates me more than anything else in my life is I want in my inner man to be pleasing to him. Let me just say this to you. Whatever you may be walking through, the attitude of your heart has greater value, much greater value than anything that's going on around you. What you cultivate in your inner man has an eternal reward. That whatever you're suffering through in the outer man will seem like a faint little minuscule mini second in eternity. But if your purpose in life isn't comfort, but is it in the attitude of your heart to be pleasing to him, to live by faith, even though you may not understand anything that's going on, and not one thing about it may feel good in any moment in your physical person. If your purpose is your inner man, that's where your focus is, your inner man being renewed. And we will maybe talk about this again tomorrow. It's all about glory. Glory carries a weight to it. Let me just say this to you. And as you cultivate glory in whatever you're going through, it becomes heavier. than whatever load you're trying to carry in the natural. It begins to outweigh all that other stuff. And that's when you'll start breaking through. Because sometimes you walk through things and it seems so heavy, the burden seems so severe, you're not sure you can walk through it anymore, but glory gets heavier. And the heavier the glory gets, the more affliction, Paul called them, momentary light. The heavier the glory gets on the inside, the lighter the affliction on the outside becomes. I've wasted too much time at times in my life being upset about what I couldn't control around me. And when you do that, man, this just gets heavier and heavier. But when my focus becomes my inner man, eternal things, to live by faith, to be pleasing to Him no matter what, then all that other stuff gets lighter and glory gets heavier. And heavy glory feels good. Heavy burden doesn't. Amen? Hope that made sense. The ramblings of a sleepless person. Sleepless in Selma, it's a new movie about me and Olivia. Name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.